I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, you guys, welcome to another episode of Temple of Hoop Podcast. I'm your co-host, Coach Maples, aka J Mapes, here as always with Kings. What's going on, Kings?
Yes,
Jordan was popping to you with the Oakland A's.
Prayers
to your A's, man. They're leaving to Vegas. Shout out.
Hey, we won today, though. We beat the Braves.
shout out to my Vegas A's, man. Yes,
sir. They're on the way. First of all, we do want to apologize. We got windy for a week there. Guys went out of town, had other obligations. We missed the Lakers funeral. That was not on purpose. Just want to apologize for that. We did miss the Lakers' funeral. A little disappointed in the sweep. You know, I did pick Denver to win. I thought it would be more competitive. So that's all I have to say about that. On the other end of the conference, we have the Boston Celtics. Nearly made history. Did not. Fell down 3-0. Quick review. Fell down 3-0. Fall back. Tied 3-3. Get game 7 at home. Get blown off the floor. Jason Tatum injures his ankle early. The Miami Heat. Man, Caleb Martin. Got another year on his deal, man. He's not even a free agent. So I know he's about to get dooku if he can stay healthy. Caleb Martin, 26 points, 10 rebounds. Jimmy, 28, 7, and 6. I don't even know where to unpack this. So Tatum, 5 for 13. Sprained his ankle first play of the game, 14, 11. Jaylen Brown, 8 for 23, 19 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 8 turnovers. Minus 17, really rough outing with the season on the line. And that's all the rumors going on throughout the season about his unhappiness. Definitely not a great look. Great finish to the season. Let's start out with explain this series for me. I'll start out with you, Jordan. Just what's your full take on this series as a whole? Because this was like a wild 3 W's, 3 L's, 1 win, just wild swings in this series. Just what was your take on how the series went?
I mean, dude, it's like it's hard to quantify and like actually put into words what we witnessed because, you know, like Kings and I talked about on Twitter the other day, like I wasn't shocked that the Celtics came back and won 3 in a row because I thought that I thought Miami would win game 1 and then the Celtics would win 4 in a row and win and close it out in 5. Like they're just the much better team. They were top 5 offensive defensive rating all season long. Like they're the much more talented team, but that kind of all goes out the window because we got guys like Caleb Martin who are stepping up, averaging 20 points a game in the series, shooting almost 50% from three, over 54% from the field. And the Celtics, man, they're just so boneheaded, dude. Like, they just get in their own way time and time again. It happened last year. It happened this year. It's just this series is – it's crazy to explain. Like, man, Jimmy Butler wasn't even that good for most of the series in terms of, like, Jimmy Butler, right? He wasn't, like – Jimmy Butler for most of the series outside of game 1, game 2, fourth quarter, and game, like, he was good today, but he wasn't like great. And the Celtics
he was good every other game.
Yeah, and the Celtics couldn't take advantage of it. And you know, game 6, they go into Miami, they shoot 20% from 3. They have their worst 3-point shooting night of the season and they manage to win the game, and I'm like, "Oh, that's a backbreaker for Miami. Like there's no way Miami can go into Boston and win after that." In the very first play, Tatum rolls his ankle. I'm like, dude, this game's over. Because Jaylen Brown cannot step up in this moment. He's not going to. And by the third quarter, they're running offense through Derek White, and they're down 15. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how the Celtics season has gone. And, like, a lot of people want to put it on Joe Mazzulla, right? But it's like Joe Mazzulla can't step up for those guys. Like, it's at some point, those guys got to play. You know what I mean? And Al Horford was bad. Offensively, he was bad. Just just a tough series. And obviously the Malcolm Brogdon injury didn't help him at all. But, you know, we talked about this last year at the end of the year. You know, Boston was missing a point guard, and they were missing a point guard again this year. So,
yeah,
you know, unfortunately, Miami moves on. And
you know, unfortunately. Unfortunately. Dude, you look unfortunate.
It is, dude. Like, yeah, I did lose a good amount on the Celtics, man.
You lost money. Okay, you're right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want my brother to lose money. Okay. I don't want my brother.
I'm not going to sit here and like sugarcoat it, but you know, I am sitting on a Nuggets 16-1 ticket to win it all, and I'm much more confident in playing Miami than I am playing Boston. Although I think they would have beat either team.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead, Kings. Just with your thoughts on the series.
Yeah, I mean, we may never ever see 3-0, bro. Like,
so much has to go right.
Ever see 3-0 unless like drastic injury to a star player or something. Like, I mean, you think about Boston, 3 straight. They had the home game 7. They're the better team, more talent. And they still got blown out. you can't win a game 7, bro. And my thing with the Heat is that you know they were good enough, bro. Caleb Martin was definitely worthy of getting Eastern Conference MVP votes. Jimmy, you know, as even though he had some games where he's off, you know, he had games that were great. You know, pivotal game 1 was great today. Almost stole game 6 the other night with that great fourth quarter. So you know, he deserved it, but Caleb Martin was also deserving. Shout out to Spo. You know, they came in. They said we got our plane tickets to Denver right after the game. They played like they were ready to go to Denver. Man, blew them out. They're about to get on their flight to Denver and go play for the finals, but. If you're the Celtics, man, like we said all year, it's hard for your offense to be creative. It's hard for your offense to be versatile when you don't have the guy that can generate looks that are going to be versatile, right? Like you have Denver, you know, you can run the two-man game and Murray, Jokic. You have Jokic find the cutter. You can have Jokic post up. You know what I'm saying? You can have Murray create. You can have Murray go ISO. You can have MPJ action, you know, off flares, pin downs, all type of stuff. Aaron Gordon cutting, slashing, attacking closeouts. And then KCP running off flares, pin downs, and all that movement shooting. Like, it's so much versatility that, like, some team like the Nuggets have, and all stems from having a guy who can find those guys. The Celtics don't have that. And, you know, we always said that. And that's the thing when people say, oh, it's a wing league. Like, I'm glad. I'm actually happy Jokic will win the chip, because I've been big man agenda. The big men are here. The big man era is back. But you know, the wings league. If the wings don't know how to create, it doesn't matter, bro. If they still need a point guard, like, you know what I mean? Like, they can be nice all they want scoring, but if they can't generate offense for others, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be hard to score and win in the clutch.
Yeah, I just it's my general takeaway for the series. Craziness. I said it all year. I thought Boston had too much talent for their entire offense to be dictated by a 3-point shot, and that's what it was this series. When they made threes, they won. They didn't, they lost. I thought, you know, I think Tatum and Brown are too talented for that. I've said that many times across the season. But I think now, 2 years in, 2 years in a row, season ends because, you know, you have no organization offensively. This is with two different coaches, mind you. You don't beat the Warriors because in addition to struggling to stop Steph, obviously he's Steph, but offensively, just no organization, no cohesion, no creativity. Same thing with this year. I think, you know, Charles Barkley hit it on the head at halftime. He's just, you know, he's like, I'm sick of watching this team's offense. You know, no ball movement, no body movement, jacking up a bunch of threes. Just no creativity. And I noted that, you know, that allowed Spo to play some guys that normally wouldn't be playable in a playoff series. You know, Duncan Robinson, you played over 20 minutes a lot of the games because you're not moving offense. You're not challenging him to be a part of the play. He's hiding. And on the other end, he kills you because he can spread the floor. You have to account for him. He's such a great shooter. So, you know, things like that. I felt tilted the series towards Miami's way. I'm with you, Jordan. The talent deficit was so bad that Boston was so flimsy and just unorganized. And yet they had so much, they had more talent. So the series went seven.
Yeah.
They lost it on the margin. So, you know, definitely some things they got to shore up. They have to get, I think they have to get a point guard. I think the rumblings, I've been anti get rid of, break up the Jays for now. I think, you know, that they're the best wing tandem in the league. But given the rumblings and how Jalen kind of went out, man, I think you got to consider it. They have to get a point guard somewhere. You know, Jordan mentioned it. You know, he didn't jest. I was like, if Chris Paul gets bought out, you know, that's an option. They gotta find a point guard who can run that team and get those guys off the ball so much. I think that is the biggest thing. And they got to get some organization and some movement offensively. It can't just be we're going to live and die by the three the entire 82 and then in the playoffs same way. You know?
Jason, the other crazy thing too is like last year they were like statistically like one of the greatest defenses we'd ever seen. Like statistically.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was – yeah.
This year it's like it just – was non-existent, and it's a
There's the human side of the basketball thing. I think you know it's been reported multiple times how much the whole unit missed Udoka.
Yeah,
like they've said that. So I think there's definitely a human element side to that, and that's kind of where I am. On the Miami side, man, Spo was climbing up the ranks, Kings. Spo was climbing up the ranks, again. Tremendous run by the Miami Heat. Just the fact for me, like everybody's going to bring up the, you know, the shooting and the. But my thing is, those undrafted free agents. The fact that they feel empowered and comfortable enough to step up like that, I think that says a lot about the quote unquote Heat culture. And I think it starts with you know Spo and then to a greater extension in the front office with Pat Riley. They definitely have a type of player that they like to bring in.
Yeah.
You know, and even like we made jokes on this pod about the Kyle Lowry contract. He's been productive, not like 90% of the playoffs. He's been productive. He comes in, he defends, he runs the offense. He's a gnat for the other team. He's going to chase down loose balls for however long he plays, and he makes his $30 million. But he comes off the bench, doesn't complain, just plays his role. So I just, the Heat culture, man, it's like, it's real. It's real. Just, King, I know for a long time you were got ahead of people on the Spo train. Just kind of where are you with Spo now? Looking at his resume continues to grow. This is two finals appearances post LeBron now. So like, he beat the allegations of being a LeBron merchant.
Beat it with flying colors, man. I mean, talk about knocking off Giannis twice. You talk about beating the Celtics twice. Man, talk about, you know, win over Thibs, you know what I'm saying? You got, you know what I mean? Like, it's just multiple ECFs, multiple finals berths. Man, it's tough to deny him. He's right. I mean, for me, in terms of coaches, he's right there with Larry Brown in terms of making the most out of the least.
And that's my comp, too. That's my comp, too.
I think, you know, some people say he's better. I think I would have liked to see Larry coach a team that was super talented in terms of, like, extreme talent, a lot of stars. But Spo, I think it's not wrong to say he's better. It's simply for the fact that not only can he coach a team that lacks talent, but he can also coach a super team as well. So he has versatility to coach a variety of rosters and be able to change his coaching style as he sees fit for any type of roster. You know what I mean? Like, you know, one of the things that I do give people who say they take the pops, they take the Phils and the, you know, and their Pat Rileys is that it is hard to coach stars. You know what I mean? That's a challenge in and of itself. And for Coach Spo, he's coached you know, he had coached with all the pressure, you know, with the super team Heat. And then now he's coaching with undrafted second round guys, you know, guys from D3s, you know what I mean, D2s, and he got them hooping, and you know what I mean? So it just doesn't matter with him. He's going to maximize whatever he has, and We talk about coaching, just pure coaching, man. Like, man, it's hard, man. It's him and Larry Brown for me in terms of just the X's and O's, the game, making sure you can get the most out of the guys you have. Like, it's hard to not say expose that guy, man. I mean, it's undeniable, I think, what we're saying.
Right. I just want to say I appreciate you bringing up that coaching stars thing, because the personality management is huge. I mean, just an example, soon as Popovich got the Spurs job, he got rid of Dennis Rodman. That was like the first thing he did. And then Phil was like, hey, I'll take him. And then, you know, he squeezes the juice out of him for three more years, essential part of a three-peat, right? So I think it's just different strengths and, you know, how you relate to people. I think Phil was the best at personality management. But that's a great point you bring. I definitely think Spo, like you said, that Larry Brown mold. Just give me some tough, give me the toughest guys you can find, and I'll mold them. We'll be organized and we'll be prepared and we'll compete every night. So I definitely think he's from that mold. George, you want to add to the coaching thing?
I mean, I think just in the term of the sense of, I think a lot of it has to be looked at with Pat Riley too, because, you know, LeBron tried to get rid of him, right? And Pat Riley basically told him, like, no, this is the coach. Like, he's going to coach you guys. We ain't get rid of him, you know? And, like, I think when Pat Riley goes to LeBron and tells him that, like, as a coach, you probably are like, oh, wow, this dude got my back. Like, you know what I mean? It empowered him. So I think sense of like the empowerment with the Heat culture and stuff, I do think that it really starts with Pat Riley. And I'm not taking anything away from Spoelstra, like he is the X's and O's guy, like he's doing all that, but I think it ultimately does start with Pat Riley.
I agree.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly
from Bloomberg. This is The Deal. Each week you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, moving on. NBA Finals. Let's talk about it. Denver Nuggets. Number one seed, Miami Heat, number eight seed. Definitely different roles travel here. Denver, 12-3 in the playoffs. Lost one to Minnesota. Lost two to Phoenix. Sweep the Lakers. They'll be rested. Miami, seven-game series. Six against the Knicks. And five against Milwaukee. So the odds here, Jordan, you can break that down. The odds are leaning heavy Denver from what I've read so far. I'm done making this mistake with the Miami Heat. I put it out like I think Denver beats either team, but I think they'll find a way to make this competitive. On paper, it's hard to see, but it's just I think it's hard to deny what that team's doing right now. I will say this. If just a couple of tactical things, I think you guys can feed off, can respond to that if you want to. I think if they're going to choose to play Duncan Robinson that long, Malone's going to attack him like he did the Lakers' weak defenders. Like, Malone's not going to let him get away with that. You have to guard all five guys on the Nuggets. That's the other thing. Also, Nuggets, easily best zone team against in the NBA regular season and playoffs. Heat do a heavy dose of zone. So that will also be something key to watch. Man, it's just it's a lot. I wonder who the Heat are going to assign to Murray. Also, I wonder if Spo's going to do the thing where he puts somebody else on Joker and keeps Bam in a roaming role. I know that's going to work. He's going to keep Bam on Joker and just play one-on-one and pray for the best. So that is also something to watch how they'll do to that. But those are just a few things I'm looking at, a few of the things I'm looking at going into the series. But I'm probably leaning Denver in six. I'm going to give Miami two just off the respect of the run they had. I think what would go a long way to extending the series is if they are able to steal game one and catch Denver rusty. Mm-hmm. I see you shaking your head. Like I think that's the hope for a longer series. That's just kind of where I am with it. Just I'll start with you this time, Jordan. What are your thoughts on going into the series? Just things you're looking at and how you feel about it.
Well, first thing is, a team coming off of game seven for game one has not covered since like 2017, I think it is. So,
that's why we got you here, baby. That's why we got you here.
So it's been a long time. Also, Denver really good at home. Like they, you know, people were, you know, like kings over here. Oh, Lakers are going to steal one in Denver. And at the time, dude, the Lakers 109 defensive rating, best defensive team in the entire playoffs up until that point. And they faced two good offensive teams, Memphis and Golden State, right? The Heat right. were not good defensively against Milwaukee. They won that series because they shot 54% from three. And then they were bad against the Knicks. They probably like the Knicks were just so bad. And then they won a 7-game series against the Celtics. Hats off to them. They can't play zone against Denver, though.
You can't.
They're gonna get picked apart. And I think alluding to what you were saying earlier, Jason, is like now they're not gonna be able to play some of these guys like Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero's supposed to come back. And game three, but he's a cone on defense too. So it's like, I don't know what that's going to do on one side. Yeah, it's going to give you some offense, but Caleb Martin's been fantastic on offense. So now what does it do for his role? You know what I mean? So,
oh, you keep him starting. You Harrell's off the bench now. I'm sorry. It's Harrell's a bench guy now.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just thinking, like, where do those minutes come from, right? When you bring Hero back.
I heard you say
it. I think Denver cleans this up in five, dude. And it's tough to say because we have been watching what the Heat have been doing, but I think after that long 7-game series, grueling 7-game series, Denver's kind of just been chilling in their hot tubs, kicking back. I know Jokic was saying he was like drinking beer and watching his son's play or whatever in their pool or something. I forget what he said, but man, he's chilling, man. He's ready. Jokic has been the best player in the playoffs by far, in my opinion. And you know how much I've criticized Jokic throughout the year, but San Jose is gonna get one, baby.
I think Aaron Gordon would be the first Oakland Soldier, aside from LeBron, to get a championship if he wins. First guy to play for the Oakland Soldiers. I gotta check the roster, but I'm pretty sure LeBron's the only one.
That's crazy.
I got to double check. I'm pretty sure. There's
been a lot of good players that played.
No, but I'm trying to think about the.
Y'all heard that? Bron is indeed an Oakland Soldier alumni.
Oh, people were denying that? Come on, man. There's footage out there. There's footage out there.
Nah. You know, some people ain't in the know, so we have to keep reminding.
Right. Kings, what are your thoughts into the series? Just factors you're looking at, how you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm leaning towards five, six maybe. I have respect, but it's just hard because the things Miami likes to do defensively to generate stops, they just can't do against Denver. Yeah. Can't play zone against Denver. They don't have the guys to match up, man. It's just if you can't defend and get stops, you're not winning. So how long can they survive is basically what it comes down to with the Heat, because there's just no, they have no advantage. Denver's bigger. And, you know, Denver's bigs will punish, you know, Jokic especially will punish the lack of size. Their wings are big. They can shoot. They have guys off the bench that they can rely on. You know, with the inability to hunt guys, I think you can see Coach Malone kind of go, I guess, at least one player deeper and, you know, play Bron. But, you know, he can probably play Bron. You know, who knows, maybe sneak some rest for Joker with Thomas Bryant since he has the size advantage now and he's not playing the Lakers, you know, who have Bron at the five or AD, you know what I mean? So he could potentially sneak some Thomas Bryant or DeAndre minutes in there. He has more available now that, you know, there are guys on the other team that are liabilities. It can now expand his rotation if need be, if to give guys a breather. And he can also look for guys to punish. And it's going to be hard for Spo to find guys to punish on the opposite end, because he just doesn't have the personnel that can attack the Raptors.
Yeah, I'd imagine he'd do a lot of what every team has tried to do against Denver, try to put Joker in a bunch of situations. Like, I expect to see a lot of the BAM, DHO stuff to get Joker out of space.
That's probably his best.
They got AG behind him.
Yeah, I'm sure AG's going to draw the Jimmy assignment first, I think.
Yeah, but, I mean, what worked with What worked with the Bam high low was that it pulled Brooke and Giannis away from the basket. You know what I mean? And that's what helped in that Milwaukee series. But I don't know, man. Denver, like King said, Denver's just so versatile.
Yeah, that was the big Denver can play you so many different ways. I agree. Like you guys said, it's tough. Like I only picked Denver in six because, like, you know, there's an outside chance that he could get red hot from three, like they've done all playoffs. Jimmy could put a 50 ball up and win one. But yeah, over the course of the series, I think it's pretty clear on paper Denver's a better team. I also think I don't think Mazzulla's a bad coach per se. People like to throw that around without knowing. I think the inexperience showed against somebody like Spo, and Malone is not inexperienced, and he has a better roster. So I think, you know, that won't be something that the Heat can take advantage of. I just think a matter of they can make Joker defend, shoot it well from three. Jimmy maybe gets hot and gets you one. And, you know, that's the way to do it. Caleb Martin keeps playing well. That's the way they steal one or two. So
I think a key factor in the series is Michael Porter Jr. too, on both sides of the basketball, both defensively and offensively, because he's been much improved defensively. Yeah. He's gotten a lot more confidence as the postseason has gone on.
Yeah, I'm just looking at Denver stuff right now. They got four guys at 40% from three on decent volume for the playoffs. They're just held a guard. You got Jamal, Porter, KCP, and Joker, 40% from three, and all getting up a good amount of volume. It's so hard to defend that when your defense is stretched out that thin.
Yep.
So, whoo, we'll see. Game one is Thursday night.
People said, man, Denver would have played three teams that were in the play-in now. That is crazy.
Oh, yeah, Lakers. Oh, yeah. And Minnesota. Yeah.
Man,
I mean, I've said this. People, I was like, I mean, me and Jordan mentioned this. I think that's part of the gift of the number one seed, right? You get the lowest, kind of the lowest totem of the.
I mean, it's not even just the lowest, but if you think about it from the league perspective, I mean, talk about resounding success with that play-in, man.
Absolutely, I mean, absolutely, absolutely. It's etched in stone now. It's etched in stone now. And on top of everything you just mentioned, it also cut down the tanking too, tremendously. Yep. Cut down the tanking tremendously. So.
Oh yeah, teams are actually going for it.
Yeah. It ended up being it was like San Antonio, Houston, and I think that was it.
Yeah,
but like trying to in the West at least. So, 100%. So I got Denver in five, Kings, Denver in five, Jordan. I'm going Denver in six.
Denver in five.
Before I move on, what is the exact number, Jordan, for the as far as the spread for game one? Do you have it?
Oh, it's depending on where you get it, it's like anywhere between 8 and 9 right now.
Yeesh. That's not a lot to you for game one?
No, not in this situation. It opened 7.5 and it's already moved. Let's see. It's 9 at Circa, which is one of the sharpest books. And then everywhere else, basically 8.5 right now. So it's basically universal 8.5.
There we go. Man, I think it's going to be closer than that. We'll see.
I laid the 8 for what it's worth already.
Okay. Last thing before we get out of here, some other news. What you guys' thoughts? Toronto decides to go with not Toronto. Philly decides to go with Nick Nurse, and the Bucks hire Nick Nurse's assistant in Milwaukee, Adrian Griffin. His son plays for the Hawks, correct?
Yep.
Let's go with your team first, Jordan. What did you think about the Bucks hire? How you feel about it?
I mean, I'm cool going outside of the box. Like, we talked about this before about retreads and stuff. It's like at some point, it's like just going retread to retread is like a little
right.
You know what I mean? So I do like – and the fact that Giannis, this is the guy he wanted. I think that's volumes, you know what I mean? And Chris Middleton wanted him. So, like, he met with both those guys. They signed off. They got him. And then the funny thing is like, literally minutes before Milwaukee, they announce it, Nick Nurse's team comes out, his people, his representatives, and they're like, oh, Nick Nurse has pulled out of the Bucks job. Like, nah, bro, you just got passed up for your assistant. So now you're trying to save face. And then he goes and takes the Sixers job. But I mean, as far as the Bucks are concerned, like, they had to make a coaching change, dude, because they have very limited roster flexibility. They couldn't run it back with Bud after what happened in the first round. But now, you know, after watching the Heat make the finals, it's kind of like, we jumped the gun there a little bit. But no, I mean, I think it could be a good hire, dude. He's a very defensive-minded coach. And, you know, Giannis is a no-nonsense guy. Giannis is a guy that shows up and works hard every day. And, like, I think this is we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, I don't have much opinion, but I'm just glad it's not a retread, dude. I'm glad it's not. I'm very much glad it's not Monty Williams or Doc Rivers. That happened,
I would have been. I have a note about that, too. Also, I'm also happy it's not a retread. I'm always excited to see a black coach get his first hire. And it's not a bad job either. You're getting to getting work.
Oh, can I say one more thing too, Jason? A shame on all those people that like immediately went out and like posted the domestic violence case when like that's been settled, and he sued his ex-wife, and even his kids came out and defended him during that lawsuit. Like, why do we have to do this?
See, that's you better than me. I don't even respond to that. I saw the whole thing. I didn't even give the light of day.
I didn't respond to it either. But like, why do we got to do it?
It's
clicks, cost, clicks,
reaction, clicks,
yeah,
performance. Like, just, you know, I mean, anybody who took the time to go through that case probably saw the resolution too.
Right. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
Still did.
So, yeah. Like I said, I'm always. With you, I'm glad it wasn't a retread. I'm also happy that, you know, another black coach got an opportunity and it wasn't like a nonsense job. Shout out Steven Silas, a no-win job that he got with the Rockets, with potentially was an AAU team. But he gets to work with a top three player off the rip, man. So I'm excited, rooting for him. Kings, you got any notes before I go to Philly?
Man.
Talk to me what you think about Nurse in Philly, man.
It's just going to depend what they do in the offseason, how that goes.
Yeah.
I do think they'll be able to lure somebody else. So it'll be interesting, man. It'll be interesting.
How many cap space, though?
I think Harden, if he does leave, I think that ends up being a side and trade anyway. I don't think it'll be like just he's going to go straight up to Houston. I think he'll try and get something back for them. I still think Dame is in play. I think we just have to wait. I know Portland is shopping three, but I think we just have to wait and see. I think it's a wait and see. In Philly, I think changed a lot of things. I think it changed a lot.
So, yeah, I'm with Kings. The Nurse thing is going to depend on what they do roster wise. Because I think people got on Nurse a lot, but I'll say the Raptors roster. They didn't have a center, didn't have great shooting. There's a lot of the same type of player. So yeah. I think that was the issue in Toronto. So a lot of it has to do with the roster to truly see what they do. Got to get your thoughts on this. So somebody I trust told me that Phoenix is seriously considering Doc Rivers for the job.
Based off how Paul was tweeting, I'm not sure about that.
So how do you like? What do you guys think about that? Given the last couple of years and stops with Doc,
that is not going to end well.
Not at all. It's not. But Paul was telling me that they were going to hire Kevin Young.
That's what I know Biggs was tweeting about them. Swavey, they were talking about how they're going to go with a completely new approach, but I don't see it, bro.
So here's the thing, D. So what I was told was the Missoula thing has teams hesitant about new coaches and championship situations. So that was like, that's a thing now. They want a guy with experience.
I just think the Missoula thing, he was like thrown into the fire, dude. Like they wouldn't have promoted him if it wasn't so like late into the like it was literally
Will Hardy would have been the coach, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And Will Hardy did an excellent job with Utah, and like
I said, Utah's not in a championship situation. I said that's the difference. Like they're not against the young coaches; it's the young coaches in championship situations.
Right, but You would agree though that Will Hardy would have done a better job.
They're probably a little more organized offensively, but at the same time, they still don't have a point guard.
Yeah,
but that's you know, that's just that to me. That's I've said it. Two people said they don't need. I said it for 2 years. They need to get a point guard because I don't think playmaking comes supernatural to Jaylen or Jason. You know, Jason's probably a little better at it. I don't think it's like because it doesn't come supernatural to either of them. That's just my kind of my two.
Nurse did win a title his first year as a coach.
What'd you say?
Nurse won a title his first year as a head coach.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I just remember the speech that Phil Handy said. When did you hear what Phil Handy said for the adjustments for game three when they were down 0-2 to Milwaukee?
Nah, what do you say?
Nick Nurse said in the locker room when they were down 0-2, because like, yeah, well, we got to go back and make some adjustments. Then Kawhi, who never spoke up, was like, the adjustment is I'm guarding Kawhi. I'm guarding Giannis, so let's go.
Maybe that's why Giannis didn't want him.
So that's all that's out there. Again, before we get out of here, just want to say sorry for the pause last week. Kings was out of town celebrating family accomplishments. Salute to your family, brother.
And we're not even going to talk about the Lakers' funeral?
I mean, it's past. The moment passed. It's over. I mean, if I see D'Angelo Russell back in uniform, I'll know what time it is.
You didn't have a choice, boy.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I mean, unless they bring Umar with the yo-yo in, it looks like they're going to run it back. And I'm not too happy about that. But we'll see. I don't have much else to say.
You don't think the Warriors is legit?
No.
He wants to go to his son's games.
Man.
I will ask this. I just want to say, I also think it's not a bad thing because he absolutely deserves it. But the retirement thing is funny. I think he's probably trolling Mike Malone more than anything else about the attention thing. But LeBron is not leaving the NBA without a retirement tour. You got your damn mind.
It was more of a in the moment type of thing.
Right, yeah.
I was close to the end. But I think, you know, the Lakers, I think, are in a pretty decent spot, though. I think they could, I mean, Rui and Austin Reeves are good pieces. You know, D'Lo, regular season's eater. But I think the pick 17, MLE, you know, think about it. Those games against the Nuggets were competitive. They got swept, but the total point differential in this sweep was 24 points.
They're not going to get an MLE though, Kings.
They'll be over the floor. Remember, you don't.
No. It's this the last year you can use it.
That's why it kicks in. Yeah. Okay.
It kicks in after. So this is the last year they can use it. So they got the MLE. They got pick 17. You know, those you hit two impact guys. You're right there. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying. But you have to hit those guys. You know, maybe you get a leap from Vanderbilt because these guys are young. You get a leap from Vanderbilt. You get a leap from Reeves. You get a leap from Rui. I think they're in a fine position to stay pat this time because of the age and because of the assets that they do have.
They need some continuity. I'm with you. Every year has been a rock.
They need some continuity.
I'm also excited because the Lakers do one thing they've done well regardless. Since Kobe left, they've drafted extremely well. So I'm very happy about the 17 pick. Like they're knowing their scouting department, they're going to get a player. They've hit on almost every pick outside of like Anthony Brown, and he was late second round. Even Speed became a player. So I'm happy about that. Huh?
He's 17 for Imani Bates.
Now he's gonna be undrafted free agent, bro. He'll be in camp, undrafted free agent. He'll be in Austin Reeves part two. Yeah, Imani will feel handy, baby. We're gonna be straight.
There's a deep draft, man. There's a lot of good talent that's gonna be in there. But I think all the good wings are gonna be taken early.
They just need to find a good player who can just need to find a good player. I think they got to decide like if Bamba's gonna be what Bamba's gonna do.
He's always hurt.
I know they need a big. They need a rotation big. And he would be perfect. His archetype is perfect. They need him to stay on the floor.
Yeah, but he's always been hurt his whole career. Dude can't stay on the floor.
We'll see. But make sure You follow RIP Kings, bro, on Twitter. Follow Jordan Rules TSP, myself, JJMiller55_MST. We will be back after game one. You guys be safe, and we are out of here.
Peace out.
Go Nuggets.